Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What is running through your head right now?
Whoever took Riley, whoever he's running from, it might all be over tonight. If it has something to do with the mine, then it'll be too late for him to do any damage after the demolition, and we'll have lost our chance to catch someone in the act. If it's Mr. Beatty, whatever he was doing has a deadline of tonight. And I'm supposed to be tracking Ransom's files down. He's going to be tracking me down soon enough.
Okay, so are you saying we should split up? Both take a different person on?
Ross, there's still the mine. If the old mines get collapsed tonight, that means the project is moving forward. And if it really is as dangerous as Riley thought...
We need to stop it.
Which is why you need to go to City Hall and try to find that environmental survey report.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to go find Riley.
How?
I need to talk to Ransom.
You think he took Riley?
I think he knows a lot more than he's letting on. He said his dad would want to be in town for the demolition, and if there's anything I know about Warren Archer...
It's that he'll do anything to protect his family.
Okay, you go to City Hall and get the report, and then meet me at Archer's Archery.
Okay. Max? Be careful.
You too. I'll see you soon.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. You've chosen ending A, the stolen inheritance.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello? Hello? Ransom? Ransom?
Shit!
Ransom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What are you doing here?
You asked me to look into whoever stole your files, remember?
Right. Sorry, I'm a little, it's been a strange day.
Any day that starts with waking up somewhere you didn't fall asleep is bound to be a little strange.
That's very true.
But did something else happen?
Oh, you mean was waking up groggy in this office with an empty safe and no memory of the night before just the beginning of my day? Why, yes. Yes, it was.
Ransom, what happened?
Well, my father called an hour ago in a complete panic about some family document or other, demanding that I find it right away.
What kind of document?
He said he needed everything from the safe from 1983. And naturally, I couldn't tell him that everything in the safe is gone, so here I am trying to scrounge up something from that year and the rest of this junk, without even knowing what I'm looking for. And on top of that, I've been calling Alana all day. I even went to the inn earlier, and I haven't been able to get a hold of her, which makes me think that I ruined things with her last night, just like I ruined my chances at getting my father to finally trust me. Again. And now I'm talking to a 12-year-old about my problems, like the stable adult that I am.
For the last time, I'm 14.
Well, that's not as comforting as you think.
Ransom, I found your files.
What? How? Where? What?
You really don't know what was in them?
I told you, my father never gave me the code for the safe. He said I'd get it when he died. It just couldn't come soon enough.
The girl you were telling me about this morning.
Sherry? Yeah, what about her?
What happened with her? Why did she leave?
I don't know. She never told me. She just left.
And you really never heard from her ever again?
No. Why? What does this have to do with anything?
What do you know about Riley Stevens?
I told you, Max, I don't know anything. I don't know where he is.
But why did you say you'd drive me up and down Route 302?
What?
At first, you said you'd drive me to Berlin, which makes sense because half the town has been gossiping about Riley running away there. But then, you said you'd drive me up and down Route 302. Why?
I don't know. I misspoke.
Except Riley's backpack was found right off of Route 302.
It was?
And that's not public knowledge.
Then how do you know?
I'm me.
Right.
I'm the one who found the backpack, actually. Which makes me think that if Riley was trying to run away to Berlin like some people think, he would have taken a serious detour, which you seem to know.
I must have heard something.
Or you know something.
Look, Riley is your friend, right? And he's like you. He'd do anything to get to the bottom of something.
Yeah.
Right. Well, after Walt said that they had a theory that Riley ran away, I started to think that maybe he went digging, and there's an environmental surveyor person. I don't know. All that land and mining shit bores me to death, so
what does this have to do with Riley?
There's something wrong with the new mining project. I'm not sure what exactly, but
it's poisoning the groundwater.
What? How on earth do you know that?
Because Riley knew. He was writing an exposé about it for the paper.
Yeah, that's what I feared.
You heard about Riley's article.
And I thought maybe he decided to go straight to the source. Track down the whistleblower. My father buried any evidence, but if Riley could talk to the expert directly? And then when he called, I mean, I assume that's what made my dad fly off the handle. Though why he'd want me to find paperwork from 1983 is beyond me.
Ransom, I don't think your dad is worried about Riley's article.
I don't think you realize how big a deal this project is to my dad. To Hastings. To have that ruined by a nosy kid.
No, I know, but I don't think those were the files your dad was calling about.
What do you mean? Max, what's in the file?
Do you Do you know the Stevens very well?
Not any better or worse than anyone in Hastings.
They've been here as long as you've lived here, right?
I guess. Why?
Do you remember when Riley was born?
I wasn't exactly paying attention to what couples in Hastings were having kids when I was in high school. Or ever. What does this have to do with anything?
You really don't know, do you?
Max?
I found this in the ceiling of one of the guest rooms at the inn. I think Riley may have taken it.
What? What are you talking about? Isn't Riley very much not in Hastings?
I'm not totally sure what happened, but Riley has been hiding out in the inn. And I thought he'd left, but maybe... I just don't know why else these would have been in the inn.
But why would Riley want to... Wait, is this... Max? What is this?
I think Riley is your son.
What?
The fact that Riley was fighting with his parents, Sherry leaving unexpectedly, the fact that Riley was asking about Berlin before he went missing, it all adds up. And then, the smoking gun.
His birth certificate.
R. Archer, born in 1983 to a Sherry Mason in Berlin Hospital.
Jesus.
She never told you.
No. She didn't.
But your father...
That bastard! All this time, he knew! He kept this from me. He... Do you realize what this means, Max?
Yeah. That Riley is set to inherit the entire Archer fortune.
I have a son! A son! And
Riley isn't going to want anything from you, Ransom.
What? No, that's not... Why do you assume that... I could have done things differently, Max. For the past 14 years, I could have... I knew my father was obsessed with his legacy, with the Archer name, but this? I never thought he would keep this from me. I mean, God, how did he even do it? What did he say to Sherry that would make her think that I wouldn't want...
You think he's the one who told her to hide it? Who arranged the adoption?
It sure as hell seems like it! And for what? To protect the Archer family fortune from a single mother with two daughters? Sherry's mom was a good person, and her older sister wasn't even around. She was in college by the time that we... And to think that my dad thought they would be some kind of... I don't know, gold diggers.
Ransom.
And now... Now he's missing! So I can't even... I mean, does he know? You said he took the file, so he must have... God, what he must think of me.
I don't know what Riley knows or doesn't know. I'm still... Something here still isn't fitting. If you didn't drive Riley out of town...
Wait. Is that what you thought? That I had something to do with Riley going missing?
I wasn't sure.
Max, come on. I know that I'm not well-liked in this town, but I'm not a kidnapper.
No, Ransom, that's not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying?
Just that... If your own father would hide your son from you for 14 years to protect the Archer line, it's not a huge leap to think that Riley finding out the truth would be a big problem for your family.
Oh my God, you're right. But that's not... He wouldn't. My father is a lot of things, but a kidnapper isn't one of them. He's not even in the state.
Are you absolutely sure? If he was asking about files from 1983... How else would he know these files went missing if you didn't tell him? He must know that Riley...
Ransom? Ransom, dear? Are you here?
Alana?
Max? What are you doing here?
I was just helping Ransom out with something.
Oh? What's that?
Oh, it's some family stuff. Alana, where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
I had some business to attend to. What's in the file, Ransom?
What? Why do you want to...
Max, dear, could you give Ransom and I a minute alone?
No. I'm the one that found his stuff, so I feel like I should at least...
You? You're the one who was upstairs?
What?
You broke into my inn.
What? No, the door was open and... Wait a second. It was you.
What was her? Could someone explain to me what's going on?
It wasn't Riley. He's not the one who broke into your safe.
Seems like everyone was right about you, Maxine. You really are too clever for your own good.
Alana?
Not Alana, actually. Elena. Elena Mason.
What?
Do you not remember Sherry, Ransom? My sister? You ruined her life? Does that not ring a bell at all?
This wasn't about the mine at all. It was about the Archers.
My arrival in town wasn't exactly a coincidence. The Mapplethorpes have been lifelong family friends. So when Mrs. Mapplethorpe decided to retire, I saw the perfect opportunity.
The perfect opportunity for what?
For my family to finally get what's ours. You may have wanted to shove Riley in with the rest of your family secrets, but he deserves a cut of the Archer fortune as much as you, Ransom.
You knew. This whole time, you knew.
Oh, please, you're trying to tell me you didn't. You broke my sister's heart.
Sherry, how is she?
Like you care.
I do.
He didn't know Miss Honeywell, Miss Mason, whoever you are. I knew before him.
Yes, speaking of, I'd like to have back what you stole from me, Max.
You mean what you stole from Ransom? You've been hiding Riley this whole time, and you think—
What? No, I haven't.
He was in your inn. Your ghost? You asked me, of all people, to investigate.
No! I thought that was Ransom trying to find some way to steal the inn out from under me. The Archers have tried to make claim to that property dozens of times over the years, and
it was Riley. I saw him.
That's impossible. It couldn't have been. It was him! He's the one who's put Riley in danger.
I barely knew the kid!
Well, that's very unsurprising, considering the Archer history of distant fathers.
You think I would have let Riley go his whole life without knowing the truth? My father betrayed me.
Your father drove my family from this town and hid any proof that Riley was an Archer. The Stevens don't even know who Riley's parents are.
They don't?
And he'll pay for that, I promise you.
Oh, I know he will. Once I make this entire horrible business public, the Archer name won't have such a shine to it anymore.
Does Sherry know that you're doing this? She never was the vindictive type.
Don't pretend to know her!
Don't pretend to know how I felt about her! You weren't even here!
In fact, I regret every day.
Why? Because you would have stopped her from getting involved with the Archers?
Why? Yes, that's exactly what I would have done.
Everyone shut up! Look, I get that this is a lot for both of you. But if you weren't keeping Riley at the Mapplethorpe, and he didn't run away, then where is he? Your father, how would he have known about the files going missing?
I called him to tell him I finally had the proof I needed. You thought he was being clever, hiding the birth certificate from the public record? Taking the hospital's copy?
You never saw Riley eavesdropping on the mayor at all, did you? You knew he was looking for the birth records.
Well, we were there for the same reason.
You lied to me.
I was trying to help Riley.
Well, you haven't. He was doing fine before you got here.
Oh, like you have any idea.
Stop! Neither of you have any idea where he is, do you? You've been too busy trying to protect what you have or get revenge, and meanwhile, my friend is still missing!
Max.
What the hell was that?
The old mine.
Shit. My father is gonna skin me for missing it. At least the project's definitely going forward now. That will please him.
Your father is never going to see a penny of that mining money if I have anything to say about it.
Alana?
The Archers aren't going to get away with things this time, Ransom.
I'm not trying to get away with anything.
Shh! Who is that? Theo?
Max, there you are.
Theo, what are you doing?
Your uncle, he's... he's looking everywhere for you.
Why? What's wrong? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. But you were supposed to be with Ross, and now Ross is missing.
What? What are you talking about?
I was on my way to City Hall to meet with my dad before the demolition, and Ross passed me on his bike.
Yeah, he was going to City Hall too.
That's not where he went.
Theo, what?
He said he knew where Riley was, that Riley had to be in the mines. That's where he went.
What? What do you mean?
I don't know. He didn't stop to chat. Just told me to tell my dad to talk to Warren Archer that his goons took Riley.
What? Wait, what did your dad say?
He's looking into it. That's why your uncle freaked out too.
Theo, when was this? When did you see Ross?
Like 20 minutes ago?
Oh my God. If he was in those mines, oh no, oh no, no.
Okay. I'm sure he got out in time.
Theo, they just demolished half of the woods. If Ross and Riley were in there, then they're...
Max?
They're... What did I do?
Thank you for listening to season one of Maxine Miles and for being a part of the investigation. As we wait for season two, feel free to listen to the other two endings and see where another choice would have led you. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @atypicalartists for more updates about the show and to see which ending was chosen most by our listeners. The most popular choice will become the starting point for our next season, including any consequences that ending contained. Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Chippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Chippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis and Melissa Pons. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Andrew Nowak as Ransom Archer, Jacqueline Landgraf as Miss Honeywell, and Morgan Elgerton as Theo Combs. Original artwork by Shane McMullen. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.